And we're marking the 50th anniversary of the first James Bond film all week long. We've been looking at what makes Bond so Bond. Ah, yes, the music. This is one of the most famous themes in movie history, and here's the part that gives it that secret agent feel.
That guitar riff was performed by Vic Flick. In 1962, Mr. Flick was a 25-year-old studio guitarist who was asked to help give the Bond theme more punch. The composer, Monty Norman, was scrambling to complete the score for the first Bond movie, Dr. No. He'd scratched out a rough draft, but Flick says it felt a little flat.
What Monty had written was like da-da-da-dee-da-dee-dee. So and as you know, the Bond theme, but nothing sort of dynamic.
Then the Bond producers heard the soundtrack to the 1960 teenage angst movie Beat Girl, and it was just the sound they were looking for. Sound familiar?
Yes.
This theme was written by composer John Barry. That's Flick on guitar. The Bond producers hired Barry to arrange 007's theme, and he in turn asked Flick to help.
When we got it, we looked at it and added to it, changed it. So, you know, the combination of his writing for brass and my guitar playing kind of brought the thing to a conclusion, and everybody seemed to be quite happy, and it's followed me down for 50 years, so it couldn't have been too bad.
To get just the right sound, Vic Flick says he had to really dig into his guitar.
To play it normally, I suppose it was just a tune. You go. But to give it some urgency and dynamicism, or whatever the word is, you know, you just do. Did you notice the difference?
Flick is now 75. He says he reckons John Barry and composer Monty Norman made a fortune off the Bond theme. As for him,
I got $15 for recording it.
But Flick says he's not bitter. He did start getting some royalty checks in the mid-1990s, and on Friday he will perform his famous guitar riff in Los Angeles at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
You can hear Vic Flick's theme and sing along while playing air guitar at nprmusic.org.
Tomorrow, Bond Week continues as our own David Green asks astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson about 007's high-tech gadgets.
But wait, you're talking science here, but you're making it sound like we might be close to having an invisible car.
Oh, yeah, well, invisibility, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got people working on this.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.